Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Yokohama tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the Best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Yeah. All right, Rob.
That's right.
You clearly want to go off. Let's recap quickly, and then I'll give you the floor. 1917, Tom Brady and the Buccaneers do get the win over the Patriots in the return game. And you mentioned that it was boring. Here's what obviously it wasn't a great game, right?
Nobody's going to sit here and try to convince anybody of that, because that would be BS.
What it reminded me of, Rob, and I used to cover these games as the I was the backup Knicks writer at the time.
who was the Knicks head?
Selena Roberts.
Selena Roberts.
Remember,
okay.
You remember Selena?
Yeah, became a
columnist.
She was
tremendous. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was great. And anyway, this reminds me of the late 90s Knicks Miami Heat rivalry. And we were those playoff series. Now,
you
the game would be
too.
Something like, so you covered those, so you know.
Because I was with Newsday at that time, Chris, so I
okay,
remember
I
all
was,
that.
Yeah, I wasn't sure if you had already gone to Detroit or
right.
not. Okay.
Yeah.
You know this, Rob. The final score would be something like 77-74.
Yep.
You know, 81-79, something. And the game, look, I love Ewing. I love Alonzo Mourning. I love Tim Hardaway, all that. It actually wasn't even much of Ewing at that point. But, Ewing was still in there. So it's Sprewell and all these guys.
Right, right.
But
Allen Houston.
Yeah. The games were not great games. Very low scoring. Very physical. That era, particularly with those two teams, it was just beating each other up. And so it wasn't that aesthetically pleasing, and the games for the first 40 minutes weren't that great. But it always came down to the last two or three minutes, you know? And because of that, because with 6 minutes to play, it was going to be a two-point game,
right,
and you didn't know who was going to win, and every possession was going to count. It ended up being great because it was dramatic and you're on the edge of your seat and you're into it. That was what last night reminded me of, Rob. Wasn't well played for the first 40-whatever minutes, 50-something minutes. But because the end was in doubt and you didn't know, there was suspense, there was drama. So that made it entertaining and interesting. But overall, it wasn't a well-played game.
No. And we get the rain, but both sides had the rain, and it wasn't the greatest conditions. But that's football, right?
I've seen great games.
Right. He played there for 20 years.
Right.
He knows New England. You could have a change of weather, especially October, early October in New England. Absolutely. But anyway, I'm with you. That's what it was. It was a bore for the most part. The score, of course, makes it feel better. And then, of course, like you said, the game was in the balance. But again, as I've been saying, and I'm the one who coined the phrase, because I remember after Tom Brady won his sixth Super Bowl, I was asked about, okay, are you on board or whatever? Or was it the fifth one? Now, maybe it's the fifth one. After he won
the fifth one
against Atlanta, where Atlanta didn't kick the field goal or whatever, and they choked that game down.
That was six?
That was it. It was five.
Was that
no.
five? That was five.
Because six was against the Rams when he didn't throw a touchdown in that one.
Right.
That was
right.
six. But anyway, Tom Brady is not the GOAT. And last night, he remains the LOAT, the luckiest of all time. Chris sat here on Thursday before I left and told me how Tom Brady was going to tear to shreds. Chris, do you remember the numbers you said?
Yep,
4 touchdowns, 400 yards. He was going to make Bill Belichick and make them pay and blah, 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 blah. And guess what? Tom Brady was average to below average. No touchdowns. He completed like 55% of his pass. It was just
I think it was lower than that, about 51%.
You're right. 51%. 51.2. He had 269 yards, no touchdowns, and a passer rating of 70.8. It was a clunker. A stinker, but yes, Tom Brady gets the win, and everybody goes, look at Tom Brady, led them down for the field goal and the winning game,
well,
winning
that
drive.
Is true. That
yes,
is true.
But he got help, Chris, because the Patriots had a chance to win the game. And what happens? It hits the upright. That's Tom Brady.
It was a 56-yarder.
It don't matter.
It
we just saw, I just saw a 56-yarder in Detroit.
Last week. It's a different kicker.
All right? I just saw it. It's doable in this man's NFL.
He got a stronger leg.
But Tom Brady, again, is so lucky. So he walks away, and he wins the night because he won the game, and he stuck it to the Patriots, and they cheered him before game, and they gave him a video tribute, and they applauded when he passed Drew Brees. And so Tom Brady should have walked out of that Foxborough and Gillette Stadium with a big fat L in a game. The Bucs have no business losing to that team. The Patriots aren't that good, Chris. They got a rookie quarterback, but their defense.
Who played well.
No, he did. But I'm just saying, going into that game, you didn't expect that. Didn't you expect them to win by two touchdowns?
Yes.
Okay. That's what I'm saying.
I think, Rob, and I'll give you this. You brought up that it ended in typical Tom Brady fashion with, to use your words, a lucky play that enabled Brady to win.
Yep.
I would say it did end in typical Tom Brady fashion, but I'd give you a different spin. It ended with him doing what he's known for, a game-winning drive to win it in the end. That's what he's known for. So it was apropos that in his return to New England, maybe his last game there for all we know, he goes in there and wins it like he did so many times with a game-winning drive and a field goal. You love giving Adam Vinatieri all the credit, and he deserves because it's a
I
field goal.
I wish the Patriots would have had Adam Vinatieri
last night.
But it is
what it is. Unless they get rid of the field goal, it's legitimate. And so Tom Brady did what Tom Brady does. Now, I'll give you this, Rob. I do think Mac Jones outplayed Brady.
I think
the rookie
fair.
Played better. But I will say this, too. Brady did have and potentially had some big moments. Like, there was the – he could have gotten close. He wouldn't have got 400. But he could have been close. I actually said between 350 and 450. He could have gotten close to 350. He had the 44-yard pass to Antonio Brown that was nullified, I'm sorry, because of an offensive foul on an offensive lineman. And then, Robbie, and you, I think you will admit this, he threw two great balls at the end of the game in that last drive to Antonio Brown that AB should have caught either one of them. The one, he lost it in the air. Like, it was a nicely placed pass where only AB could have caught it, and he just seemed to lose it in the lights, in the air, whatever. He didn't know where it was. So that was a great pass from Brady that AB mishandled. And then I don't know if it was the next play, but a minute later, he hits AB with a beautiful pass. AB dove for it, had it, should have caught it. As an elite receiver, which he is, he should have came down with that ball. And the story would not have been the missed field goal at the end of the game that gave Brady the win. It would have been a wonderful pass. After a mediocre game at best, he delivers in the clutch.
But that didn't
happen. Obviously, it didn't happen. Here's where, and I even go this far, Rob. Not only did Mac Jones outplay Brady, but Bill Belichick coached a better game than Brady played.
There's no doubt about it. Bill, as usual, had his defense ready.
Yep.
And this is the big argument we had the other day. And I know we want to, you want to give Brady all the credit. Oh, yeah. Well, I just think that there are some Super Bowls that were Bill Belichick Super Bowls where the defense was terrific. And they've stopped the Rams, the greatest show on turf. And they stopped Sean McVay's Rams that averaged 33 points, 32.9 points a game, and stuff like that where they got 3 points. Belichick's had his moments where his defense has been stellar.
He's been a great coach. In fact, I've called Belichick the GOAT. I've never taken credit away from Belichick for his great defenses and those Super Bowls. He's got 6-8 if you count him as a defensive coordinator in New York. But if you have to pick which player, which guy, if you're forced to pick was more responsible for those Super Bowls, or, the dynasty, let's just put it that way, the dynasty, there's no doubt in my mind I'm going Brady. Now, that doesn't nullify the greatness of Belichick, but Brady, I would say, without question, was more responsible because the turnaround began with him and ended with him, not to mention everything in between. But here's the one thing I question Belichick on, Rob, and I like your thoughts on this. At the end of the game, 4th and 3, 59 seconds left, 56-yard field goal, I think he should have gone for the first down because Mac Jones was moving the ball.
Okay.
The Buccaneers' defense, was particularly the secondary, was a mess, and Richard Sherman just got picked on all night. He ain't ready, and they exploited him.
And they
so I think
have,
they could have gotten the first, right? And then you get a shorter field goal, and you don't leave time for Brady. Because I'll say this, Rob, and if you look at it objectively, not with your bias, but
I don't have bias.
If you have a bias against Brady, it's fine. It's fine. It's cool. I ain't got no problem with it, but it is. It's obvious. But had he made that field goal, Nick Foles, with 59 seconds left, I firmly believe Brady would have marched down and got a field goal. It ain't that hard to march down. You know that, to get in the field goal position.
No, we see it so every other game
right.
in the NFL.
Thank you.
But I don't know why the defenses, they don't go after the quarterback. They play back. And a team, I don't care what team it is, they might not have been able to move the football all game, and then they get into the last 45 seconds, Chris, and they move the ball
right.
60 yards.
Exactly.
I don't like all game you couldn't move the ball, and yep. Now you have no timeouts, 45 seconds, and boom, 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 you're down in field goal range.
Yep. I don't get it. You know why? Right. It's they go 2 minute.
Right.
The defense is a little softer, but yeah. So I just think I get it. If that kick is what a foot. 6 inches to a foot to the right, we're having a whole different conversation. But in that rain, Rob, he hadn't kicked a 56-yard field goal since 2010 or, you know, made one. So I just think it was – you could – I think he should have went for it because I think at the end of the day, even if he made it, Brady would have come back and got them in field goal position.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Firestone tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Firestone test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow the Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
Let's go. Interesting situation, Rob, coming out of Baltimore. Now, they had a very good win. Look, Denver, you and I both, I think you agree with me. Denver, I never believed they were as good as their 3-0 record. Now, they're okay. I mean, maybe they'll find themselves in the wild card hunt. I don't expect them to make the playoffs. But they're an okay team. They're not bad. But they stepped up in competition, and they got it handed to them. All right, 23-7, the Ravens beat them up. And I guess from Vic Fangio, the head coach from the Denver perspective, Denver Broncos, he felt like John Harbaugh added insult to injury, Rob, when at the end of the game. So it's – there's 10 seconds left. Now, Baltimore had just gotten an interception in the end zone, okay? So Denver's trying to score. They get an interception, and they get the football.
Game is over, Chris. Game is over. 10 seconds left.
It's over. And the Ravens are 3 yards away from 100 yards. And they had gotten 100 yards 42 straight games as a team.
And 43 would tie the NFL record.
Yes, they wouldn't with the break Pittsburgh it, Steelers, they would tie my it. Favorite team as a kid, Franco Harris, Rocky Blyer, all of them, Bradshaw, Swan, Sarwell, I could go on and on, Mean Joe Green, whoever. But that team had the record for most run games with 100 yards or more. And so they Harbaugh, instead of getting in the victory situation with the victory formation and taking a knee, he had Lamar Jackson run to the left, gain 5 yards, and then run out of bounds. So the record, they still are in play to break the record next weekend and get 44. And so Vic Fangio was not having it. Here's Fangio on his thoughts on that play.
I thought it was kind of bull, but I expected it from them. 37 years in pro ball, I've never seen anything like that. That's just their, mode of operation there. Player safety is secondary.
All right. Let's hear what Harbaugh responded to him today. And here's what he said.
I thought we were on good terms. We had a nice chat before the game. Known each other for a long time. But I promise you, I'm not going to give that insult one second thought. What's meaningful to us might not be meaningful to them. Their concerns are definitely not our concerns. If we got the ball back, we were going to try to get the yards. And we got it back with 3 seconds left. So you're throwing the ball in the end zone with 10 seconds left. I don't know that there's a 16-point touchdown that's going to be possible right there. So, that didn't have anything to do with winning the game.
Amen. Amen, John Harbaugh. A football game is 60 minutes. Don't get mad because we compete for 60 minutes. If you don't like it, then stop us. And Harbaugh made a terrific point. Vic Fangio was trying to score. He said, were you going to get 16 points for that touchdown pass with 10 seconds you threw? Just like Rob said, the game was over. You weren't winning, but you're still trying to score a touchdown. So don't get mad at us when we intercept you and then instead of kneeling, we go for 5 yards. They didn't get in the victory formation. They didn't get set up like they were going to drop a knee and then surprise, we're running. No. He set up in a regular formation. It was actually a shotgun. So you play defense. This is not CYO. It's not Pop Warner. It's not even high school. So I don't like it. I get ticked off. It irks me when professional athletes and coaches who are being paid complain about, they ran up the score. They shouldn't have done this. They shouldn't have done that. No, you stop them if you don't like it. You're paid to do it just like they are. And the record, it's not baseball. It's not a hallowed mark. But still, it means something. It is a testament. Years from now, people will look back and see. And Lamar Jackson gets too much criticism for supposedly not being able to throw the football, though he's throwing it for almost 270 yards a game this year. But this is a testament to him that this dude was the architect, the orchestrator of one of the best running attacks in the history of the sport. So I'm here for it, John Harbaugh. I'm glad you did it. Let's see if they break the record next week. And it's all good. This is professional football. It's big. Put your big boy pants on, Vic Fangio, because you went for the touchdown that was meaningless. So don't get mad at him for going for 5 yards that you say is meaningless.
John Harbaugh should be ashamed of himself. And it's bad karma. And Chris, you have no idea what you're talking about.
Wow.
Of course, the Broncos aren't going to lay down and they're going to try, even if you can't score a 16-point touchdown. But with 10 seconds to go, there's no reason to try to break some meaningless record that doesn't even mean anything. And not one person, Chris, could have told you that 43 games in a row was the Pittsburgh Steelers going back. Nobody knew that.
It was in the notes.
Nobody. It's a meaningless record. And God forbid, John Harbaugh's lucky. What if Lamar Jackson would have got a broken leg on that play?
Did he?
He would have been killed.
Did he?
He would have been vilified.
He didn't even get touched.
Why would you give up? Why would you give a running quarterback? Chris, you sit here every game. Oh, I don't know how long he's going to last because, he keeps taking those hits. We don't know about a running quarterback. No, he didn't because he got lucky.
Lucky?
It's a dumb play.
Stop it. You're talking fiction. I don't know what I'm talking about. You up here throwing out words like karma and
it's
fiction?
It's bad karma. Stop it. Because what you should do is kneel down. You didn't get it in regulation. I'm going to give you another example. There was a player, Chris, for the UConn women's basketball team. I can't remember her name. And she was like a few points short. You remember? But she had a broken leg or something or had an injury. She put on her uniform with a cast. She cherry-picked and stayed down on one end for them to throw him the ball so that she could score and break the record. And I swear to you, if I was a coach, I would have put two people on her and refused to let her score because to come out there with an injury and cherry-pick, not even to get the record in the real course of the game. If Baltimore got it
the other
during
one, Rob,
the course of the game,
straight-handed
then
Favre.
Right.
Wasn't it straight-handed Favre with the sack?
Yeah, but that was that when he fell down or whatever. He didn't
Favre
even
let him get the sack.
Right.
But is straight-hand in the record books?
No, yes. But it was weak, though. That's not the memorable sack record you want. I'm just talking about what you would have felt good about a woman with a broken leg or whatever she had, Chris.
Cherry-picking? They gave
cherry
that a
picking,
lot of love, Rob. They gave it a lot of love. You
I would have blocked every shot.
Because you know she would have scored. First of all, she would have schooled you even with a broken leg.
No, she would have schooled me.
Look,
I dare her.
You don't feel bad about that because you look at it like, obviously, if she hadn't broken her leg, she would have gotten
but
the
record. But
that's
a part of the game. You can't come out there with a soft cast on.
Competing for 60 minutes
there,
isn't part of the game?
No, not cherry-picking. She's
sound
not playing.
Like you sound like a guy coaching 8-year-olds at the YMCA.
No, and you know what? Hey,
that's where it
John
matters.
Harbaugh
but real
will remember
football
this.
Players,
this will come back to
men,
haunt him.
Stop
it's a
it
bad
with your
move.
Karma
it's bad
talk.
Karma. And you don't put your quarterback
spookism.
At risk.
Stop it with your spookism.
I'm telling you, it's ridiculous. John Harbaugh knows better. Talking about Vic shouldn't have tried to score a touchdown and they're in the red zone. What are you talking about?
He didn't say he shouldn't have. He just said, you played the full game out. Don't get mad at us for playing the full game out.
No, everybody in the NFL kneels down when the game is out of reach.
Why
Chris
didn't Fangio? The
victory.
Game was out of reach. Why
it
didn't Fangio kneel?
No, you don't do that when you're behind. You don't quit.
Some teams do.
When you're behind. No, they
Some
don't.
Some teams do.
No, they don't. Not when you're
I've
behind.
I've seen it. Yes.
I've never
seen
it.
I've seen teams
it.
Not even go for the touchdown.
No,
it's just
I've never
taken
seen
the, it's
that.
It's over.
It's ridiculous.
I've seen it.
And John Harbaugh knows better. You would think that he's some coach who's never won anything. This guy's won a Super Bowl. This guy's been to two Super Bowls, and he's worried about 3 yards so that they can get to 100 in a game that's out of reach with 10 seconds left, and he's putting his quarterback in harm's way. I
he
wish
didn't
I was
even
on the
get
defense.
Touched, Rob.
I wish. Well, you're lucky he didn't get touched. I would have broke his leg if I had a chance.
Yeah,
I
right.
wish you would have come
you
this
wouldn't.
Way.
Yeah, you talking all that nerve. Big and bad. Stop it.
My chest is stuck out. I'll be a linebacker. I'll break that leg.
Yeah, right. Lamar would have stiff armed you and gone in for the touchdown. All right, 877-99 on 5.
Chris,
we
ain't
are
nobody
on
gonna
opposite
be with
ends
you.
Of this.
Ain't nobody going to be with you.
If
I'm
you
want
to play in the Little Sisters of the Poor League, then go right ahead. I'm about big boy football.
With 10 seconds
with
to go
John
in a blowout?
Harbaugh, yes, indeed. It's a 60-minute game. You get paid to play for 60 minutes, not 58 minutes and 50 seconds. 59 minutes and 50 seconds.
Can you get it right?
Feel like I went to PS116.
Yeah, whatever. Hey, you got my school right, though, bro. Got it.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Kumho tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Kumho test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Classes in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
That's right. He's the Hall of Famer. One of the best to ever do it in the defensive backfield. Fox Sports Radio NFL analyst, the great Rod Woodson. What up, brother?
What's up, my brothers from another mother? What's
we are up, good, man. Rod? And look, we're going to have you settle this.
Yes, we just
score.
We just had a debate.
I had no problem whatsoever with what John Harbaugh did at the end of the game with Lamar Jackson getting his yards and them, right? And Rob's got that CYO, YMCA,
it's bad karma, Rod.
Mentality.
You can't do that.
Remember,
with 10
Rod, you my light skinned brother.
No.
And, you know, so where you at? Settle this score.
Rod, you know it's wrong.
I'm gonna be on the fence on this one. If I was losing like Denver was, I would want them to take a knee. If I was winning like Baltimore was, I'm like, man, get that record, man. Go ahead and get that record. It ain't going to hurt nobody.
Wait a minute, Rod. Come on. That record means nothing. Nobody even knew that, who was holding the record. And it tied the record. And if let me ask you this, Rod.
It means a lot to John Harbaugh, because remember this also. They won a lot. How many? What, 20 preseason games in a row?
Yeah, another one. He's trying to win that instead of trying to save his running back, trying to win preseason games. Now, let me ask you this, Rod. If Lamar got hurt on that play with 10 seconds to go instead of taking a victory formation, John Harbaugh would be getting killed. Am I right?
I mean, yes. But, if it was a fifth, we'd all be drunk.
Yeah, well,
I mean, it's just,
you
can't live in retrospect, right? I mean, it's easy to be Monday morning quarterback like we're doing right now. But, you know, I just think you play the game, you know, and sometimes those records mean a lot to the players. And if it's going to mean that it motivates them for the following week to play even better, then as a head coach, you have to make that decision, even though it's going to tick some people off on the other side of the field.
Yeah, Ryan, mark that down. Rod agreed with
Chris. I can't believe
Rod, a competitive guy
like Rod, a Hall of Famer, on the defensive end would let them line up with 10 seconds to go to get some cheesy record that nobody
I wouldn't let him get it. I wouldn't let him get it.
There it is. You play for 60 minutes. The game is 60 minutes.
I would have broke Lamar's leg. You hear me if I was out there.
Stop it.
I don't care. Throw a flag. Throw a flag.
All right, Rod, let's go to the big game last night. Obviously, New England, Tampa Bay. I want to hit it at another angle than what people are talking. Richard Sherman, they were picking on him all night. Now, he'll probably be a Hall of Famer. But I want you, as one of the best defensive backs ever, how difficult, no matter how good you are, at his age, having been away from the game, you know, as long as he was. I mean, he played five games last year because of injury.
Right.
How difficult was, because he was, they were treating him like he was a six-round rookie, you know, six-round rookie draft pick.
That's what they should have done.
What did you, like, did you understand that? Like, I mean, yo, I get it. I mean, it's
I would have picked on him, too. I mean, think about it. Okay, you got an older cornerback, which, you know, he's played tremendous in his career. But he's going to be always, you know, when you talk about him as an older player, he's always going to be compared to his younger self.
Right.
He's only practiced for a week. Dude, he was out there for, 3 days?
It's pretty much no way he could have been effective, huh?
No, well, I thought he played well. I thought the one pass interference call was bogus, that very first one. I thought he did get a little hands on him, but he didn't impede the progress of the receivers going to the ball. Like, some of the rules that used to be, which are still there, they don't even care about it anymore. Like, even pass interference, if the ball is thrown 20 yards out of bounds, they still call pass interference. Well, it used to be uncatchable ball. There's no pass interference. Yeah. I mean, so some of those rules that they used to have that still are in play, they just don't even call them anymore. They just call pass interference because they want to see points scored. I mean, that's the bottom line in the National Football League. They want to see the numbers go up. They want to see the numbers grow up because that's what fans like. It's a fantasy world. They want to see the fantasy points. I mean, that's just the way it is. I mean, for Richard, to say he was going to be at his best when he hasn't played in such a long time, he only practiced for 3 days, is really kind of unfair. And if I was the head coach on the opposing team, I'd have been like, well, we're going to take multiple shots at this cat just to see where he's at. And they did.
Right. No doubt. Hey, it's time to pull the plug on Big Ben. I mean, Rod, you cannot defend.
We know
he looks awful. I know it's your guy, your organization.
No.
But I talked about it last year that they should have cut bait. I'd rather have Big Uncle Ben than Big Ben. And can they continue this another week or two or three or the rest of the season?
Well, first of all, they're still struggling running the football.
Yep.
So it's, you know, Ben is like the offense. And, we're all looking for this young Ben who would throw two or three defenders on the ground, and then he would just make it a miracle throw down the field and for a big catch. And it's not going to happen. I mean, when you get older, you just don't have that same about yourself. And, you know, and I said it in the offseason, I think Ben has nothing to prove to anybody in the organization. I think he's played extremely well. I think he has something to prove to himself, especially the way the season ended last year for them. But, you know, it's just tough. It's tough to watch that, you know, if they didn't have that block punt against Buffalo, I mean, they're 0-4.
Well, and you look at their schedule, they got the Browns. They've got –
it doesn't get easier.
The
Browns are still the Browns.
Seattle.
The Browns are still the Brownies.
Wow.
You sound like a Steeler on that. But they got Seattle, and then they got Denver. They got three – Denver, Seattle, Cleveland. So – it could either be 2-5 or 1-6 in short order. Let me ask you this, because Rob and I were saying, they got nowhere to go. So I don't care how bad Ben's looking.
Home, dinner,
there's nowhere
maybe
to go.
A show, that's
is this
it.
An indictment on Dwayne Haskins? And have you heard anything? I know you still talk to people. Have you heard anything about him? Like, is he that bad that you're not even hearing his name mentioned as a possible replacement?
Yeah, I mean, you know, right now, you know, I haven't heard a bunch. I haven't really asked about him, to be honest, with the people in Pittsburgh. So I can't really answer that question. I can just say they just, you know, they seemed like you know, whatever that, what was that, week 12 for them last year? They yeah, just, when they, that funk is still there. You know, that whatever stigma, whatever happened to them after that first 11 weeks is still there with them on offense. And defensively, you know, what concerns me about the defense is that, man, you know, if T.J. Watt doesn't get the pressure, nobody gets the pressure, and then the cornerbacks aren't that good enough for nobody to get pressure. And you know, so it seems like somewhere along the line, something's going to have to give. But let's say this. Let's say, Ben, this is last year. It doesn't work out well. Aaron Rodgers is going to be a Steeler, baby.
Wow.
Hey, man, if I'm Aaron, yeah, they high on my list. I'll tell you that much. Right?
And they're going to – I would think they're going to give him – you know, they will give him a bunch of money. They'll let he can run his offense the way he wants to run his offense. He might want to bring in one of his receivers from Green Bay who might be a free agent. Who knows?
Right.
And, well,
Devontae Adams, yeah.
Yeah, you know, I'm not saying names, but he wears 17. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, this year – you know, unless some type of miracle occurs on the offensive side, it's going to be tough. I mean, it's going to be tough to turn around.
How hard is it? And you're still trying to win, obviously. But when you know, like, we're in week four, entering week five, and kind of knowing you, it's going to be tough for you to play significant games, and you got 13 left. That's got to be tough, man, in a sport like this where it's painful every day.
Yeah, well, you know, Mike Tomlin, he always puts a pretty good product on the field. You know, for him, his quarterback is struggling. So he's going to try to rally the troops around the quarterback. So what happens, you know, in a team sport when your major player is not playing his best? Everybody around him has to play better. And that's what I'm going to say about the Steelers. Everybody around them has to play better. Offensive line, tight ends, receivers can't drop balls. DBs can't get beat. Kevin Butler, defensive coordinator, got to be more creative with his play calling on the defensive side. Canada has to be more creative with the play calling on the offense. Special teams need more block punts and kickoff returns and punt returns. Everybody has to do it together. And I think, you know, if anybody can get it done, it would be Mike Tomlin because, you know, he rallies the troops like no other coach in the National Football League.
All right. That's our man, the Hall
Unless
of Famer, Rod Woodson.
He ain't going to be rallying no troops.
Right. Juju looked frustrated. Juju looked like he was thinking, man, I should have went to Baltimore.
Rod, you know him, right.
All right, Rod. Great stuff, brother. We appreciate you.
I appreciate you guys.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
The wait is over. The Chi is back on Paramount Plus, and the stakes have never been higher. Everything changes on the South Side when a new threat comes to power in the Showtime original series from Emmy winner Lena Waithe. Battle lines will be drawn, alliances will shift, and danger lies around every corner, leaving everyone to wonder who they can trust. Visit ParamountPlus.com/TheShot to get a 50% discount off the Paramount Plus with Showtime annual plan. Offer ends July 14th. Subscription auto-renews. Restrictions apply.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.